this whole biohacking journey for me has been really cool in a season where I don't have a ton of energy to like go in and get a hard workout in, but I feel like I'm still being productive with my health and supporting my body in ways that is super fascinating to me.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
This has been one of the most requested topics ever. Today, I'm going to be talking about biohacking. And I did a podcast episode a little while back all about my own health journey. And in that episode, which is one of our most downloaded episodes ever, I referenced that I have gotten very much into biohacking, very curious about it. It's become a part of our lives. And I said, if you want me to record an entirely separate episode on the topic, please let me know. And I got so many DMs and requests from you guys to record this episode. And so I am super excited to dive into the topic of biohacking, something I didn't even know about a year ago. Biohacking is also known as human augmentation, which sounds kind of creepy, or human enhancement. It's kind of this like do-it-yourself biology aimed at improving your performance, your health, your well-being through strategic interventions. I'm going to walk through 14 things that I have done or tried in the last year, and I'll share about if I've enjoyed them, if I'm still doing them, or if it wasn't for me. For many biohackers, biohacking in general consists of just making small incremental diet or lifestyle changes to make small improvements in your health and well-being. And that has been a huge piece on my own health journey, which, by the way, if you want to listen to that episode or if you haven't listened to that one yet, please scroll back to learn about my health journey. I think it is a really solid foundation for you to understand where all this biohacking is coming from. You can also go to jennakutcherblog.com/behind-the-scenes. That's jennakutcherblog.com/behind-the-scenes to listen to that episode. But I would highly encourage listening to that before you dive into this one. And so today is all about biohacking, coming from someone who knew nothing about this a year ago, who is not a doctor, who will probably get things wrong, but who has experienced the benefits of biohacking in big ways over the last year. All right, let's dive on in. I love sharing podcast recommendations with you. If you love Gold Digger, then you'll love Nudge, hosted by Phil Agnew. Learn the science behind great marketing with bite-sized 20-minute episodes packed with practical advice from world-class marketers and behavioral scientists. Nudge is fast-paced and insightful with real-world examples that you can apply to your business. I loved this recent episode where Phil shares how our subconscious mind calls the shots and how to bring more awareness to your thoughts to help you not make stupid mistakes. His words, not mine. Nudge is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Listen to Nudge wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is brought to you by Nikon. Nikon's new Z30 is the camera creators have been waiting for. Head to nikonusa.com/golddigger for details. Okay, so the topic of biohacking, I literally didn't even really know this term. And I also want to go into this episode with you fully understanding that I had to Google a lot of what the things I've been doing do for my body. Like, I know how it makes me feel, or someone once explained it to me and I just bought in and thought, let's give it a try. So while I go through this, I want you to understand, like, I am a consumer, I am a curious person, and I've implemented a lot of different things over the last year in this like trial and error process of figuring out what works for me. And I also want to say what works for me might not work for you. And I think that's totally fine. I think it's actually really cool. One of the biggest things that I've learned specifically on my own health journey is that we are all created so differently. And so I am just going to be sharing my own personal experience with all of these different things that I've done and tried. And the last thing I want to say as a massive preface is that a lot of these things are not cheap. I wish that all of this was way more accessible. I think it's a part of our broken healthcare system. And for me, for a long time, I was the kind of person where I was like, if I had the money, I would totally do that. Well, now I have the money. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is and investing it into my health. But I want to acknowledge that a lot of this is not accessible to the average person. And so as I share about these different tools and things that I've purchased, I want for you to know that I understand that it is a massive privilege to be able to buy these things and to try these things, and that it's probably not true for everyone. The last thing I will say is I'm going to be linking to all of the different things that I've been using in today's show notes, which you can find at jennakutcherblog.com/biohacking. And they will be all set and waiting for you so that if you have any questions on what I am using or what specifically I've bought or tried, you can find it in today's show notes, also linked up in the show description. So before I dive into all the different things I've tried, I wanted to share a quick story about how I got into biohacking. So in January of this year, we were spending time in Scottsdale, and one of my friends, Pete, invited us to this like mastermind dinner. And he's like, I'm in town. I have this thing. Wherever I go, whenever I travel, I try to gather people that live there and just treat them to a dinner. And so he invited us to this dinner where he started sharing about the number one takeaway that he's had this year. And everyone was going around sharing different takeaways. I remember I was sharing about this relationship app that Drew and I were doing. And Pete shared about some of the health stuff he was doing. And he is not a health coach. He's not a doctor, but he was saying that his life had been changed through these different health things. And so while we were there, he was like, I'm going to gift you guys with this test that I did that really helped my health. And I'll talk about what that test was in just a minute. And I literally, before I recorded this episode, sent Pete a voice memo and just said thank you to him, because I didn't realize it. But at the time, like, those conversations with Pete totally got me on this journey of curiosity to learn more about my body. And why biohacking became something that I was really interested in is that for a long time, when I saw super healthy people, I knew all of the sacrifices that went into their health, right? Like, I am not willing to eat chicken breast and asparagus for every single meal. I am not willing to go to a gym and work out for 2 hours a day. Like, I don't have the bandwidth for that. And so biohacking was super appealing to me because it's basically like small little things that you can incorporate into your routine that help benefit your health and give you results. To me, as an achiever, it felt like a really efficient way to get benefits without a big energetic requirement. Now, while there is not a lot of energy required for a lot of these things, there is an investment, right? And that comes in the form of financial for most of these tools. And so biohacking to me was like, oh, wait, like, I can invest in certain things and tools that will help me. And it's a productive way to influence my health. And so that is how I got started down the rabbit hole. And I definitely ended up going off the deep end with it. I recently got together with one of Coco's classmates and her mom, and I'd never met her mom before. And we were at this play date and we started talking, and we were kind of talking about just like normal stuff. And then we started getting into health stuff, and we were both like nerding out over all these things. And I was realizing, like, wow, I have been on quite the journey this year. I've learned a lot about all these different biohacking things and sciences. And it was just really like a reminder of like, wow, I have grown and evolved a lot over this last year. So let's dive on in to what I have been doing, what I love, what I haven't loved. So there are four things that I use every single day when it comes to biohacking with my health. Every single day, non-negotiable. I do not miss a day. So the first thing is a PEMF mat. This is a pulsed electromagnetic field mat. It basically looks like a thick yoga mat. And in our house, we have it in our mother-in-law suite on the bed. And it has, it looks like a black mat. And it has this cord that you plug in and you turn it on. And basically what a PEMF mat does is it sends magnetic energy into the body, which sounds kind of crazy, right? These energy waves work with your body's natural magnetic field to improve healing. So basically, the magnetic fields help for you to increase electrolytes and ions, and it naturally influences electrical charges on a cellular level and influences cellular metabolism. What did I just say, right? I had to Google, like, what is this thing? Because I have it, I love it, I use it. I even bought my mom one, and it is like her favorite thing in the world. So a PMF mat, what we do at our house is we always have it on. It has infrared heat. And the one that we bought has a bunch of crystals, like 30 pounds of crystals in it. And when you lay on it, it is supposed to mimic like the same type of feeling as if you were. So 20 minutes on the mat is equivalent to like 60 minutes meditating. It's also equivalent to like grounding. So like NASA astronauts use PEMF mats after they go on a space mission because it grounds them, which is fascinating, right? This mat helps with muscle recovery and sleep, but honestly, it is just really relaxing. It's really crazy. Our dogs love it. So we'll find our dogs going and laying on it. Our kids love it. Coco will lay on the mat. She will fight to get on the mat. And it's just become a part of my day. So every morning I turn on the mat, I lay on it, and I do number two, my non-negotiable red light therapy. So red light therapy is thought to work by acting on the power plant in your body's cells called mitochondria. When I did all my blood work earlier this year, one of the discoveries was that like my mitochondria were weak. They weren't recovering well. And mitochondria are responsible for energy. And when you have more energy, other cells can do their work more efficiently, such as repairing your skin, boosting new cell growth, enhancing skin rejuvenation. Some experts think that red light therapy helps cells repair themselves and become healthier. And so you have probably noticed that maybe dermatologists use red light therapy, or if you were to go to a spa, they might have an option for red light therapy as a face mask. And so when I learned about red light therapy, I remember Drew scoffed at it. Drew did not understand it. I said, "Hey, babe, I think I'm going to buy this light." And we got this one that sits on a stand. And I'm actually really glad we got the one that we got, because they have ones that can mount on your door or mount on a wall. I like that ours is movable. We actually move it a lot. And so ours is probably like 3.5 feet tall. Again, I've linked to it in the show notes. And what I do is I will lay it on my PEMF mat and I will lay my red light on its side right next to me so that I'm doing them both at the same time. And for red light therapy, you want to expose as much skin as possible and you want to do 10 minutes on each side of your body. And it has this infrared heat, so it like warms your body up at its core, but then it also has these bright red lights. And again, this is supposed to help with your mitochondria and your energy. And also it helps your skin. Like I really do believe it has helped my skin a ton. I was struggling postpartum with acne on my back, which is something that I've never had. And I think that my red light therapy helped a ton. On top of the red light that we have that goes on a stand, I also have a red light mask. I've shared about it on Instagram. I get a million questions. Again, it's linked in the show notes. And I use this every single day. My kids just laugh at me. The one that I have, you don't have to have it plugged in. So you can have it in your pocket, the little charger in your pocket, and walk around. You can see with it on. And so I use my red light therapy every single day. Another interesting thing about this is I got a small red light for my mom. If you are a follower, you know that my mom went through a really freak accident during COVID. Her feet were crushed. And so we got her a small red light that she can put on her feet to just help promote healing and repair. And so we love it. Drew loves it. There are tons of benefits that you can Google. But basically, I will lay on my mat, put my red light on, and do number three, which is my non-negotiable every day, which is my HyperICE core meditation device. So basically, this is like a little ball that you hold in your hands, and it has sensors on it. And the sensors on it track your pulse and your heart rate variability as you breathe and focus. And it also has meditations inside of the app. And so for me, I was someone that always struggled with meditation. I didn't get it. I couldn't close my mind off. I thought that you had to not think anything. It wasn't something I could do. And now I have done it for a couple hundred days straight. Like I've not missed a single day since I got this device. Basically, what it does is it's this ball that you hold your thumbs on and it vibrates in your hands. And having that sensory feeling, especially for someone with ADHD, it really helps bring me back to my body, keep me focused, and it gives me something to guide me in the meditation. And so it has these vibration patterns that help signify when you should breathe in and out. And what I love about it is as an achiever, it rates you after your meditation. So it is literally looking at things like your heart rate variability and telling you like how focused you were or how calm you got during a meditation. This has been a huge game changer for me. Someone on my team recently got it and she texted me and she's like, oh my gosh, this has totally changed meditation for me. So if you are someone with a very busy mind or someone who struggles with meditation, this core device might be really helpful for you. Something that I do then is I will lay on my PEMF mat, lay my red light next to me and hold on to my device and do my meditation. So can you see how I am habit stacking? All of these things take under 20 minutes and it totally sets my day in a totally different way. I have gotten into the practice of as soon as Drew leaves for school drop off, that is my 20 minute window where I do all of these things before I dive into work. And it has absolutely transformed my day. So the last daily biohacking that I have done, I guess there are two more. The next one is my Oura ring. So a lot of you have caught this on my Instagram stories. I've had the Oura ring for probably about 6 months and it kind of looks like a wedding band. So mine is gold, but what it is it is a tracker that collects data about your body, your activity, and your sleep. And it uses optical heart rate monitoring. It's a common technology in fitness trackers and it has really precise sensors. And so what I love about this ring is that it packs state-of-the-art heart rate variability, temperature, activity, and sleep monitoring into a little non-invasive ring. So basically, it's looking at your fitness, your stress, your sleep, and your health. And I've had a lot of you ask, like, what do you like better, the Oura ring or the Apple Watch? I actually prefer the Oura ring if I were only going to do one for a few reasons. So one, I don't wear an Apple Watch when I sleep at night, and the sleep tracking has been so helpful. I have been so focused on optimizing my sleep lately. And I think a lot of that is due to the Oura ring because it helps notice trends in your sleep. It helps see your recovery. It helps guide you to know like what kind of movement would be best based on your recovery from the night before. It also predicts your period. So it's working with a company called Natural Cycles to do period prediction, which is huge. I really, really love it. And so it is a ring that helps you track fitness, stress, sleep, and health. And it is something that I use every single day. Drew gets mad at me because a lot of times I'm like, oh my God, I got to plug it in for like 10 minutes. Like, I don't want to miss 10 minutes of tracking. And he's like, it's okay. But I really like that. And I also like that you can put it into airplane mode if you want to reduce EMFs in your life. It has that ability so that it's not constantly sending like Bluetooth through your body. So again, highly recommend the Oura ring. I have a link to it in the show notes, and that is something I do daily. And then the last thing that I do daily is my vitamins. And remember at the beginning of this episode when I talked about how Pete was sharing what transformed his health? He was on this huge kick. He was so passionate. He totally got my buy-in. He was telling me about this thing called DNA methylation, which sounds really confusing. It kind of is, honestly. When I try to describe it to people, I really struggle and fumble over my words. So DNA methylation is a chemical reaction in the body in which a small molecule called a methyl group gets added to DNA, proteins, or other molecules. The addition of the methyl groups can affect how some molecules act in the body. So simply put, gene testing, otherwise known as methylation testing, provides you with the most comprehensive snapshot of your body's health. So when we went to that dinner in Arizona with Pete, he shared his biggest takeaway was getting this DNA methylation test done and how it gave him a deeper look into his body, but how it also helped him to know what vitamins and supplements would support his body the most. And Pete at that dinner said, anyone who wants to do this, I will pay for you to do it because I think it is so powerful. I think it's about $600 to do it. And you literally just do a cheek swab DNA test. But what is really amazing is that once you get those results, they take a look at what specific enzymes are affected by your genetic makeup, which allows the doctors to assess whether or not your body is running the way it's supposed to and how you can better optimize it all based on your specific genes. And inside of my health episode, I talk about like how me personally, if I want to do something for my health, I need to know how a specific measure is going to impact my health on a very deep level. And so doing a test like this and seeing my actual DNA and where I have DNA breaks and what sort of supplements I specifically need to take has been absolutely game-changing. I bought methylation tests for my parents. Drew did it, and it also allowed us to anticipate different areas in our daughter's DNA that might need support. So for example, and I won't go too complex into this, but basically there are so many pieces of your DNA that you cannot impact, but there are six different areas of your DNA that you can impact through different supplementation. And having an understanding if and where you have any DNA breaks can tell you a lot about yourself and your health. And so Drew and I got to see both of our DNA breaks. We got to understand what sort of vitamins and supplements help. And essentially, we got on the right regimen that helps support us. And a lot of times people ask me, what vitamins and supplements are you taking? I will not share that information because now I have this info about DNA methylation and how specific it is to each of us individually. And so I would highly recommend, if you are able to get a test done like this. And again, I linked in the show notes which test we did, and it has been so helpful for me and something that not only changed Pete's life, but totally changed my life. And I really do attribute doing that test and understanding my own DNA to a huge reason why I got into biohacking in the first place. I know something about you. You're busy. Chances are that you're listening to this podcast and you're probably doing something else too. Mastering the art of working out, walking the baby in the stroller, washing that sink full of dishes. And honestly, we get it. When you're having conversations with your customers, the same is probably true for them. They're juggling just as much. And it can be hard to give a true experience in just a moment, especially when we're all so distracted. HubSpot helps you go beyond the moment by connecting you and your team so you can access all the data you need to see the full customer picture, what motivates them, what their expectations are, and how you can blow them out of the water with your service. With powerful tools that connect marketing, sales, ops, and service, HubSpot's powerful CRM platform powers you and your team to transform customer moments into extraordinary customer experiences. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better at HubSpot.com. You know, the $300 Craigslist camera that started all of this? It was a Nikon. For the last decade, my life, my career, and photos have been fueled by Nikon. Nikon just introduced the camera creators have been waiting for. Meet the Z30. A camera with crisp 4K, worry-free autofocus, low-light capabilities, and quality sound. Does it sound like a dream come true? Well, it is. This is a camera made with creators, vloggers, and streamers in mind. Paired with the creator's accessory kit, you get extra features like a handheld grip, Bluetooth remote control, and an on-camera microphone. The Nikon Z30 will simplify your creative process and make you look like a pro. Get your Z30 today at NikonUSA.com/golddigger. That's NikonUSA.com/golddigger. Okay, so now that I've covered what I do every single day, to recap, I do my PMF mat, I have my Aura ring, I do red light therapy, I use my meditation device, and then I use the information from that DNA methylation to help me with the correct supplements for my body. Those are all the things that I do daily. Now let's talk about some of the things that I have been doing that are not daily, but are biohacking and what I think about them. So I bought an infrared sauna blanket. It's essentially an infrared sauna, which uses infrared rays to heat the body directly, but it's in this like sleeping bag form. So instead of having four walls and a bench for sitting, an infrared sauna blanket wraps around your body, kind of like a sleeping bag. It plugs into a wall and it heats up. And we are building a sauna, or if you are like me in Finnish, we say sauna, although no one else does, but we are building a sauna in our new house. And I'm so excited about it. We have one at our lake house. We love it. We use it all the time. But there are numerous health benefits to an infrared sauna blanket, including weight loss, muscle tension relief, detoxification, increased metabolism, a stronger immune system. And basically, it's just this controlled timed heat that will cause your body to sweat and release toxins. And I bought this infrared sauna blanket. I use it about once a week. So I do use it. I don't use it all the time, but it is something that I do try to use, especially too, if I feel like I'm getting sick, I'm like, can I just like get this out of my body? I bought these towels that go inside, but you're essentially supposed to be like clothed when you go in it and just sweat into your clothes. You'll see like a lot of like wrestlers or people that are trying to drop weight will do these things. I don't do it for that, but I like the detox part of it. It's not something that I think is a requirement by any means, and it's not something that I love and swear by, but I do use it and I like it enough. A lot of times I'll lay in bed, Drew will lay on the mat, I'll do the sauna blanket, we'll watch a TV show, and then I'll get out and shower. So that's something I've tried, and I'm just more excited to have a sauna in our new house. I think that's going to be amazing. Another thing that I've tried are the Hyperice leg sleeves. So it's a company, Normatec. It's basically compression therapy. They look like these massive boots kind of that go all the way up to your hips. It's controlled pressure and it increases blood flow in certain areas of your body and increases blood flow to your heart. And it also supports your veins and decreases swelling. So common conditions or symptoms that compression therapy can help with include lymphedema, like swelling or pain in your legs. My sister was a Division I runner, and so they had these leg sleeves that they would use to recover from running. And we have these things and we did use them super consistently. We don't use them as consistently now, but we have them and we love them and they feel so good. Like I wish I would have had them when I was pregnant because oh my God, it would feel so good. But it's something that I just need to pull out more and use more. But we really like them. And I think too, when you think about how your lymph sits in your body, like the way that it works is it like compresses at your feet, brings up the compression all the way up to your hips, which is just bringing that blood flow to your heart, which makes total sense to me. Another thing that we have tried and we are so excited to get is cold plunging. So we actually were just cold plunging in Lake Superior. It is freezing and meets the stipulations required to consider something a cold plunge, but we are actually getting a cold plunge in our new house. And I'm so excited about it. There is so much research done around even just like 2 minutes a day of being in cold water. It stimulates leukocytes, the white blood cells that help fight off sicknesses. It can also cause the lymphatic system to contract, forcing fluid through your lymph nodes. It can help you detox your body, strengthen your immune system. There are a ton of benefits energetically. It can help you sleep better. There's so much. And so we are getting a cold plunge at our house. I am so excited about it. We are getting the one that was on Shark Tank. It's called Plunge and it looks like a bathtub. It is amazing. It has a filtration system. So you literally fill it once, it self-filters, it stays cold. You can set it with Bluetooth. Super excited about that. And my family is already like, we're coming over to do a weekly plunge. So super pumped about that. I've also tried IV vitamin drips and NAD. And there are a lot of different vitamin drips. I'm not going to dive into all of them, but that has become something that I try to do like once a month or once every other month just to get the right vitamins into my body. I was actually super pumped because Duluth, Minnesota recently got like an IV center. And so I can do a lot of this in my own hometown. But there are a lot of different benefits to vitamin drips. And some of, you know, some people argue like, is it really necessary? Do you need it? But there are a lot of different combinations of different vitamins that can really support your health, your immune system. You can cure hangovers. You've probably seen that on some of the fancy TV shows. Nutrient deficiencies help increase your energy levels. And so I usually just go in and get what I need based off of where my body is at. The next thing that I tried was something that I was so curious about. I bought it after I got an Instagram ad for it. It is called Lumen. It is the world's first portable device to measure and track and analyze your metabolism. I kept getting ads for it and I was like, all right, I'm just going to buy it. So basically, it's this little device that you breathe into. It measures the concentration of carbon dioxide in your breath through an integrated sensor and flow meter that determines whether your body is burning carbs or fats. Low CO2 levels indicate that you're burning fat, whereas high CO2 levels mean you're burning mostly carbs for fuel. And this was really interesting. I used it super consistently for a few months. I haven't been using it lately, but it was really interesting. And for me, it really helped for me to see how different meals had me burning different things. And the thing is that it wants you to eat carbs. It's not this thing that's like you should only be burning fat. It wants you to eat carbs and use carbs for fuel when appropriate. But it also helped for me to see like when I eat ice cream at 9 o'clock before bed, my body never gets into fat burning mode. It's burning the sugar all night long. And so you just breathe into it. You could do it once a day in the morning, which is what's recommended, or you can do it before you eat, every single time you eat, and see how what you're eating affects the way that your body is burning energy and what it's using for energy. I really liked it. I thought it was super cool. I just haven't been super consistent with it lately, but it is a tool that I thought was really helpful and just helped for me to see how different habits and things when it came to diet impacted my energy levels and what my body was using as a fuel source. The next one is microneedling and PRP facials. So in my health journey, my skin has absolutely transformed. I struggled so much with my skin. I switched to non-toxic skincare years ago, which totally helped my skin heal. But I took it a step further and did microneedling and PRP facials. PRP is basically when they take your blood, spin it, get the platelet-rich plasma out of it. It's kind of known as like a vampire facial, which is really weird. But basically what they do is they microneedle your skin and then they put your PRP on top of the microneedled skin, and it can enhance collagen and elastin production in deeper skin levels. So it basically helps you with things like treating acne scars, surgical scars, wrinkles, fine lines, hyperpigmentation, sun damage, large pores. I did three of these treatments and it really helped my skin so much. Like, it helped the way my skin looks. It helped the texture of my skin. I feel like it made me glowy. These are not cheap and they recommend doing them in a set of three, but I saw massive benefits from them from doing this. So vampire facial or microneedling with PRP, totally cool. Okay, we're down to the final two. So nootropics. Nootropics have established this wide and cross-generational appeal for individuals who are biohacking their cognitive function with supplements and functional foods. So nootropics are basically just different ways that you can help with your cognitive fuel. And I don't know a lot about this. I know that I drink nootropic coffee and I've tried nootropic supplements that are supposed to help with ADHD. It's just different natural elements that can help with your cognitive function. You'll find it in a lot of different things that say it'll help you focus or provide different brain benefits. And so that's something we've tried, not super consistent on it, curious about it, want to learn more. And that's one of the biohacks that we've done. And then lastly, is something that we got about a month and a half ago. We got this thing called Sleep Me. It was formerly known as Chili Sleep. And it helps for your sleep. And I remember hearing about this maybe a year ago. And I was like, I would never get it. Well, guess what? Biohacking bandwagon, got it. So basically, it is this pad that goes on top of your mattress, underneath your sheet. And it helps you set a specific temperature for your bed. The science is clear that we sleep deeper with increased recovery at a cooler body temp. So our sleep system leverages water thermal power. So it's basically pumping water and keeping that water at a consistent temp to help deliver deeper restorative sleep. And scientists have long known that cold helps trigger sleep and helps you stay asleep. And so as your body's core temperature drops, you achieve balance with your circadian rhythm and raise melatonin levels naturally, giving you a better quality sleep. And so Drew and I got this. We put it on our bed. We actually love it. It's kind of finicky. You have to like keep adding water every night and it's kind of annoying, but we notice that we actually do sleep better and we love the cooler sleep because then we can still have our blankets on. We're not kicking blankets off. We're not overheating and waking up because we're hot. So that was the last one we've tried. Okay. So I just ran through a lot of things that I've been doing and trying. The daily things I recommend to everyone, I'm obsessed with. I do it every single day without fail. I want everyone to invite them into their life if they can. And the other things I'm still kind of experimenting with. And this whole biohacking journey for me has been really cool in a season where I don't have a ton of energy to like go in and get a hard workout in, but I feel like I'm still being productive with my health and supporting my body in ways that is super fascinating to me. And hey, if I can like lay on a mat in front of a light and meditate and call that something that really benefits my health in multiple ways, you better believe I'm going to do it. So I'm super curious what you think about all of this. Again, I'm linking every single thing that I use in today's show notes, which you can find in the show description or at jennakutcherblog.com/biohacking. And I'm curious if you want to hear more about this. I think it would be awesome to bring an expert on this topic on, because again, I am just an experimenter, not an expert. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for letting me share what is fascinating me, what I'm learning about, what I'm doing behind the scenes. And I hope that this invited you to learn more about your own body and your own health in a new way. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And you can find me biohacking over here in Minnesota.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.